Grandma's Bunions. It was a Tuesday morning, and Mrs. Cooper was up early, preparing for her busy day ahead. She needed to do some laundry, then some shopping, buy some flowers, and visit her grandson George. It was going to be busy, but she was prepared. Mrs. Cooper's husband, Mr. Cooper, was still sleeping when Mrs. Cooper woke, so she had her breakfast by herself and then started the laundry. There were a lot of clothes to wash. She placed them in the washing machine and then tidied the kitchen whilst the clothes were washing. She washed some pots and pans. She swept the floor. Mrs. Cooper was a very busy lady. The laundry was finished, and it was already warm outside, so she hung the washing on the line. She had a lot to do that day, so she rushed through the front door. "Ouch!" she screamed as she accidentally knocked her big toe against the door. Her toe had been hurting her for a long time before, and now it was more painful. Little George was the grandson of Mrs. Cooper, and he was at home with his mum. Mum worked in a clothes store, but was on a little break from work, but George's dad was at work. There was a knock at the door. It was Mrs. Cooper, George's nan. "Hello, Grandma," said George, as he ran to his grandma and hugged her. George was very happy to see Nan as they were going to the park. George saw that Grandma was in pain. "I have a bunion, my dear," said Grandma. "A bunion?" said George. "That sounds funny. Can I have one?" asked George. "Well, they are quite painful. I don't think you will like them," she laughed. "Mum," shouted George, "I'm going with Grandma to the park." "Okay," said Mum. "Please be good with Grandma," she added. At the park, they played on the swings. They went on the seesaw together. They even played in the sand area and built sandcastles. Grandma and George were having a lot of fun. The day was very hot, and they were both getting very thirsty, so George asked his grandma if he could race her to the drink fountain. She loved a challenge and agreed. "On your marks, get set, go," she said, and they both ran. Suddenly, she felt a pain in her foot. "Ouch!" she shouted as she stopped running. Her bunion was hurting again. Grandma knew she had to see her doctor, so the next day she arranged to see her doctor. The doctor informed her that she would require surgery to fix her bunion. The surgery was going to be in a few weeks. At home, George asked his mum what a bunion was. "It's when your big toe points towards the other toes and causes a painful lump to form on the side. That's why Grandma is in pain." A few weeks later, Grandma was in hospital having her surgery to fix her big toe. The surgery was successful, but the doctor warned her that it will take a few months to heal. The toe was still painful to walk on, so Grandpa took her back home in his car. The next day, George visited his grandma and brought her a bunch of flowers. "Thank you, dear," she said. "Would you still like a bunion?" she asked. "I don't think so," replied George.